Chapter 5. Mom and Pop came around the house just then and went to their rockers on the porch. Rockers were the neatest things, Katie thought. It was on the porch that special things got discussed. During the summer, at least. Tonight would be another of those nights, Katie was soon to discover. She knew something was on their minds. "Where's Ike?" Pop asked when they were seated. "Betting the horses," answered Levi. "He'll soon be in." They all sat in silence. Levi wanted to tell them about Jim Fordney stopping in, but something about the way Mom and Pop sat there made him feel Jim's visit wasn't the most important thing right then. He swayed on the swing, slowly stroking leaner. Soon Ike appeared and stretched out on the top step. Pop straightened up and took a deep breath. Then he began, "Now that we're all here, there's something we must tell you." He reached over to Mom's rocker and laid his hand on the arm. "When we were at the doctor's last week, he said Mom's heart is not strong. She was to take it easy." "She thought she was, but she's still doing too much. Now we're letting you children decide what we should do." Levi was quick to answer. "But Pop, you make other important decisions. Why do you want us to make this one?"
"Because it concerns you," said Pop. "Can you all do some extras every day? It will mean you boys must care for the garden and help Katie pick things, in addition to your regular chores. Katie must do more of the cleaning as well as some baking. Mom will try to keep Rudy entertained, but if he insists on going with any of you, you are responsible for his safety. If there is anything you don't know, Mom will instruct you."
"What's the choice? What is there to decide?" Katie was confused.
"I was getting to that. It's either what I just said, or we ask Aunt Harriet to come help. We'll have to help. We'll have to have help when school begins, but we won't need it quite as soon if we all work together. So what's your decision?"
They all answered as one voice.
"We'll do it."
And that was settled. In the excitement of the news and all the discussion, Levi forgot to tell about Jim Fordney's invitation. Levi told them all about it at the breakfast table next morning, and Mom said they could go. But Ike said if he was needed anywhere for threshing, he'd have to go there. As he was talking, the shrill whistle of the steam engine was heard on its way to the next farmer to help thresh.
"When will we start bindering?" asked Levi.
"Beginning of the week," said Pop.
Katie liked to watch the binder cut the wheat stalks and tie them in little bundles. Some of the farmers threshed right in the field, while others took the wheat bundles to the barn and did the threshing there. The picnic turned out rather well. The day was warm and sunny, and the Fordneys set the table in the side yard. Katie and Millie helped Mrs. Fordney bring out all the delicious foods. When everyone had enjoyed the meal, the girls helped return the leftovers, chattering all the while. The Martins and Hermans were there, too. Dave Martin was busy visiting with Jim Fordney and Levi. The girls invited Lucy Herman to help carry food, but she preferred to sit with her mother. After things were tidy again, Mrs. Fordney joined the others.
"Sarah, when will Joe be threshing this year?" she asked Mom.
"We're ready to help again. You just say when. It's such fun working together on these threshing dinners. I can still see the men competing for seconds of your lemon pies."
Mom looked embarrassed.
"Well," she said, "Joe usually does ours later. I can't thank you enough for offering to help, but I'm afraid I can't help at your dinners in return. I'm having problems with my heart, and I'm really limited in my activities."
She thought a moment. "Could Katie help in my place? She'd need instructions, but she's real quick and dependable. I don't know what I'd do without her." Millie was lying on an old quilt on the other side of the bushes, with Katie by her side.
"Did you hear that?" Millie whispered. "It makes you feel good when your parents say things like that. I'm sure sorry about your mother."
The women were very sympathetic. They wanted more than ever to help Mom when they heard the news. Marie Herman, however, didn't see things quite that way.
"It's too bad you've got trouble, Sarah," she said. "But with such a big place like yours, and a family your size, it's no wonder you overdo."
She said more, but the girl stopped listening.
"Doesn't that woman get to you?" Millie whispered. "What's wrong? Doesn't she like it that your farm's a little bigger than theirs?"
"Shh," said Katie softly. "Not another word. I'm trying hard to love him the way Ike says Jesus would. He said I should tell Jesus if I don't feel the way I should toward him. I tried it. And when I do, it helps. So let's not spoil this lovely picnic. I hear Rudy's getting restless. Let's take him for a walk."